yellowflyer.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You talk with Jared, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. And as we've been talking about this morning, we are getting ready to send out our first email newsletter. And if you'd like to receive it, there's no charge. It's going to start Thanksgiving week. And all you need to do is to go to my website, which is www.paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, .com. And when the front page comes up, at the very bottom, there'll be a little bar. And you just punch in your email address and hit submit, and you will receive the email every single week, and there'll be all kinds of stories about what we talk about and different shrubs and different trees with pictures and all kinds of great information. So there's no cost to you, and I think you'll really enjoy it. We're going to have recipes, and we're going to ask you for a lot of input on what should go in there also. So it's a lot of fun. So paulparent.com, bottom of the front page, it says newsletter. Just punch in your email address, punch in submit, and when it's ready, in about a week and a half, we'll send it out to you. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Marilyn on the line, who's got a question about moving some rose bushes.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. We have to reluctantly take down some very old oak trees. And the only way that equipment, and it's the heaviest equipment they use, has to go over my flower bed that I've been building up for the last few years. And I have rose bushes, one in particular that's unusual and I love. Today I'm going to transplant it someplace else to get out of the way of the trucks.
Right.
Do you have any suggestions to keep this from, I have two questions, by the way, to prepare this, to put it to sleep where it's going to take this shock? Is there anything, what can I do to
Well, the main thing that you want to do is, you know, get it moved to, is it going to be moved to a temporary section and then put back there?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then what the best thing for you to do is go to a nursery that you go to on a regular basis, and especially if they do landscaping. Sometimes the landscaping crew will bring all the used pots back to the nursery and see if they can give you a big, like a 5-gallon pot. And what you could do is you could dig the rosebush, pot it, And then take that potted rose and put it in your garage or in your tool shed for the winter.
You're kidding.
And then, and then in the spring, replant it in your garden rather than leave it outside where the wind's going to whip through it and the sun is going to dry it out. So if you could dig it, pot it, put it in a tool shed, and give it a good drink of water, put it in a garage or a tool shed that's not heated. If you've got a porch that you can get underneath the porch, you could put it underneath the porch. But it's got to stay cold for the winter. And I think if you could do that, it would work a lot better for you.
Okay, now the other two, I have two more rose bushes, but I think I'm going to just take my chances to see where the truck goes through. Those two aren't as nice as this particular one.
Right.
So I'm just going to leave those two and take my losses. But the other question, I have butterfly weed in there. I have bee balm, a lot of things like that. Should I just prune them right down and cover them with some good mulch? And what would you do with bee balm and butterfly weed?
Well, bee balm is a weed anyway, so you don't have to worry about that. That thing spreads like crazy every single year.
It hasn't in so much because I don't have a lot of sun, but I'm going to get a lot of sun now.
once they cut this down. Your main problem is going to be when this heavy equipment drives over the lawn and over the garden, it's going to compact the soil. So what I would suggest is talk to these people, give them a call and say, listen, when you guys come, you're going to have to drive over one of my perennial beds. Do you have any sheets of plywood that you can bring
with?
Well,
they are going to put down something, a barrier.
Okay.
Before they drive on the lawn.
Yeah, perfect. See, if they do that, that will prevent the weight of that truck or the equipment from squishing your plant into the ground and really, really, really mashing it right down.
Yeah.
So by putting something over it, you should be okay with your butterfly weed and everything else that's in there. The only thing that, like roses are very hard. They're not flexible. They don't bend.
Right.
And if they drive over it, it's gone.
That's right. Well, now, what about my bulbs in there? I have all kinds of bulbs in there.
The bulbs are fine.
That's what I thought. My husband tried to tell me the bulbs were going to be gone, and I said, no, I don't think they will be.
Yeah,
all right, well, no. So now that's very interesting, to pot it up and put it in the garage. I'll try that. I'll do that today.
Yeah, I've done that before when we used to live in Massachusetts and then we moved to Maine. And when we moved up here, I dug a whole bunch of different things and potted them up and moved them here. And we've never had a problem with them. And I've talked to people on the radio before that were moving from one state to another. And just, if you don't want to leave it there, you've got nothing to lose. If you don't move it, it's going to get killed.
Right,
and because a rosebush planted in the fall is not as hardy as a rosebush planted in the spring, mm-hmm. by you digging it, potting it, and storing it in a garage, a barn, or a tool shed where it's mm-hmm. out of the wind and out of the winter sun, you mm-hmm. stand a much, much better chance.
And should I mulch it up good, just like you would? You know, I usually put lots of leaves and wood chips and stuff around the base of the rose bush. Should I still do that kind of blanket thing in the garage too?
No, you wouldn't have to because you've got the walls and you've got the roof of the garage.
Oh, okay.
That's protecting it from the wind and protecting it from the sun damage.
And just leave it alone till spring.
Give it a good drink. You may have to add water a couple of times, a little bit of water. But as long as it doesn't get hot in there, and as long as it's out of the weather, you should be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
And I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And if you would like to order a wreath by the phone, wait until after 10 o'clock. There's nobody in the office on Sunday until 10. Okay? Jared, who's next?
Next, we have Michael, who's calling about horsetail.
Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
All right, fine. What happened, we got a load of topsoil, and we planted a rock garden and started putting flowers in there and stuff, and next thing we know, the stuff's coming out of the ground. It must have been, the horsetail was coming out of the ground. It must have been in the topsoil we had gotten.
Oh, it definitely was. What you need to do is, there's no weed killer that will kill horsetail. There is a preventer that you can put down in the spring. Now, what you want to do in late March, early April, cultivate your beds, clean them all up, and you put down a product called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. And most of the garden centers will sell that product. It's a yellow granular. And you would broadcast this in your perennial bed, and it will work really well. It's not going to totally eliminate it, but it's going to slow it down a great deal. And what you have to do, you have to say every week, wherever you see it, dig it up and get rid of it. And it's going to take you a year, possibly two, to get rid of it. But this Preem will do a real, real good job. So in the spring, cultivate it, put down the Preem, water it in, and it will kill all of the seeds that the horsetail dropped on your ground this year. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And again, if you'd like to order a wreath, wait till after 10 o'clock, and we will take that order for you, or just order it right on the Internet. While you're on the website, paulparent.com, at the bottom of the front page, you can sign up for a newsletter. And all you need to do, it will say, sign up for a newsletter, put in your email address, hit submit, and it will send you a receipt telling you that you have signed up for it. And this is going to be great. It's going to come to you every week, starting Thanksgiving week. And we will have all kinds of stories about what's happening in the garden. And during the winter, it will be a lot about houseplants and seed catalogs and things like that. Once we get into the spring, we'll talk about the lawn and a shrub and a perennial and a vegetable and an annual. There will be a place on our website where we are looking for feedback from you if there are specific topics that you'd like me to write about. And it's going to be an awful lot of fun. So if you get a chance, paulparent.com, and it's free. Just put in your email address. And we'll take care of it for you. And once it's set up, you will actually be able to send a copy of that email to a friend so that they can see it, and then they can sign up, and then the two of you can discuss the problems together. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Joanne on the line who's got a question about taking care of some urns over the winter.
Okay. Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Love your
Good
show.
Morning. Thank you.
My question is, I have two large cement urns, they're too big to bring in and out. So I need advice on how to winter them over outside.
Okay. You know what I do? I don't have them anymore because they were too heavy when we moved. But I had two big concrete urns like you do. And I know that if I didn't bring them in, that they would break eventually. It may not break the first year, but it would eventually break the second year. And there's two things that you can do. If it's something that's filled full of soil, you don't want to turn it upside down, which is one thing that you can do so that water doesn't get in. But what I used to do is I took a black trash bag, or a clear one is even better, and put a trash bag over it right now. And that will prevent the water from getting inside, the snow from getting inside, and that way it won't freeze and break. So just cover it with a big piece of plastic, and then what I did is I got a couple of bungee cords, and I went around it so that when it got windy, it wouldn't blow off of the container. And that way it's still there, and it really does look really, really pretty like that. But again, a clear or a black trash bag and a bungee cord to hold it so the wind doesn't blow it off. And it will keep the moisture from going in. And as long as there's the container is off the ground so that any moisture that's in it now that's in excess can go out through the drainage holes so that it doesn't completely fill with water, you should be all set.
It does have a drainage hole, and it is sitting on the ground. So should I put maybe something underneath so it's not sitting actually on the ground?
Yeah, I mean it's.
This is they're 4 feet high and they're about 2.5 feet. They're huge. They're huge urns, and I don't want them to. And they've been outside. I inherited them, so they've been out. I just don't want any problems with them.
Yeah, in the bottom of your urn is there like packing peanuts or something that would increase drainage?
I have no idea. They were delivered full and planted.
Oh.
I don't know what's down there. I don't know. Maybe I should just empty them this year and do what you suggest. And
take a trowel and dig into it. And if on the bottom of the urn there's a couple of inches of either packing peanuts or something to improve the drainage, then that means that all the excess water is not going to build up in there and is draining right through it. And then just cover it with a clear plastic bag so that it doesn't look messy, you know. Clean off and cut off the edges, and the bungee cord will hold it together. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pair Gun Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Francis on the line, who's got a question about making a plant bloom.
Okay, Francis, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for providing the service, by the way. I have a 4-foot-tall pyracantha bush on the south side of the house, and I can't seem to get it to produce berries. It will flower in the spring, but it won't produce the berry, convert to the berries in the fall.
Huh.
I've tried several things, such as root pruning. I've tried superphosphate and other things, but I've had no luck. I was just wondering if you might be able to help me.
It makes a lot of flowers when the spring gets here, but never any fruit.
It does flower, yes.
Hmm. Because usually when the flowers, if the bees will do their job, then you should have fruit on it. By root pruning it, you did get it to make flowers. So there's the first step. The superphosphate will help to give you more flowers. It's just that the bees aren't doing their job. The only thing I can suggest that you could try is when the pyracantha bush is in bloom, I'd like to have you shake the flowers. Because a lot of the flowers are pollinated by bees and also by wind. And you've got to move the pollen from flower to flower. So if you got in the habit is every morning when you leave to go to work, be careful because there's a lot of thorns on the pyracantha. Grab a hold of it and give it a good shake so that you see the flower moving. That may stir the pollen to give you better coverage with it. And then when you get home at night, give it a good shake also. But other than that, there are artificial pollen. There's one called Blossom Set. And the nurseries and the garden centers sell it in the springtime. It's like a little, maybe like an 8-ounce bottle with like a pump sprayer, like a Windex pump sprayer on it that's liquid pollen that you could put on there also. But I think if you just shook the plant every morning and every night when you get home, that should give you better results. I would continue with the superphosphate to try and help it to make more flowers. But try giving it a good shake twice a day, and I think you're going to see things happen for you. Good luck, Francis. Let us know how it works out, too. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Ronnie calling about a hydrangea.
Ronnie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Let me tell you, the wait's been worth it because I've been driving through Jamestown, Rhode Island, down by Beavertail. It's almost as nice as where you live up in Kennebunkport there.
Great.
But I've got hydrangeas, and every year I hear different ways to prune them. Some say in the spring, in the fall, cut them 11 inches up. Some say cut them in the spring when if they're in the sun, in the fall, if they're in the shade. And I really like to finally get an answer. And I didn't have any blooms on them this year either. You know, I don't know if that was because of the lack of sun.
Yeah, that really was. And if I go to Cape Cod fairly often during the year to do live broadcast at nurseries. And Cape Cod, just like Rhode Island, is noted for the blue hydrangea. And this year, you go down to the Cape, and normally the plants are just loaded, and they're all bent over with the flowers. And they just were not as dramatic as they have in past years. And some of that was definitely due to the temperature that we had during the summer and the lack of sunshine that we had this summer. But I had a hydrangea grower, and I think I'm going to get him back on the radio when spring comes to tell you how to do this. What he recommended for the blue hydrangea is this. Never prune them in the fall, always in the spring. Because by pruning them now, the energy that's in the plant is going down into the roots to be stored for the winter. And then in the spring, the roots pump it back up to wake up the buds to make the branches. So if you cut the stems now, because everything's going down, it doesn't create a scab. Mm-hmm. And if we have a winter that's open with not a lot of snow cover and wind, the wind blowing across your yard is going to suck the moisture out of those branches, out of those stems, and
yep.
Then they dry out. So wait until mid to late March, April, and if you want to cut it back at that point. What I'd go 15, 18 inches. You don't have to go any further down than that. Mm-hmm. Now, in a colder climate, let's say in Boston, where you don't get the amount of sun and heat that you do in Rhode Island, they want you to wait until the buds actually begin to swell. And they want you to have three sets of buds on the stem, and then you can cut the top of the stem, because three sets of buds would ensure plenty of leaves and also plenty of flowers. The new shoots that are coming out of the ground, those shoots are for next year. So okay. they bloom on the old branches.
So you shouldn't cut the buds off then. I'll cut them off the three sets above buds.
Yeah. So what I do with mine is I have blue and I have white hydrangeas. In September, I cut just the flowers off. That way, if we do get some heavy, wet snow, that's not going to stick on the bloom and bend the branch and break it. So okay. I cut all of the flowers off to prevent winter breakage due to ice.
Okay.
And then I do a pruning in the springtime, but that's not done until late March, April, depending on where you live. And depending on the season, if the season is still cold and wet in April, then wait until early May.
Okay. So just look at those just look at the ugly branches till the buds are on them.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot, Paul.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Norma on the line who's got a question about mums.
Norma, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. I'm an avid listener of your station and your program every single Sunday. But I have a question. My daughter just recently got married, had a wonderful fall wedding, and we have an abundance of mums. We have at least 8 beautiful mums, but I was told that we can plant them in the ground and we can't plant them and they won't come back. But I said, I know a gentleman who could answer me this, and it's you, Mr. Perrin.
Now, these are mums that you bought at a nursery?
Yes, they are.
Okay. What you want to do is definitely get them in the ground.
Okay.
Okay. And what you want to do is, as soon as the leaves all start to change color, cut the plant to within 3 inches of the ground. So you're going to leave these little stumps sticking out.
Okay.
And then you're going to cover the mum with either bark mulch, or you're going to put pine needles or grass clippings or straw on it. And that's why I want you to leave these little nubs 3 inches, so that way those little branches will hold what you put on it so that the wind doesn't blow it away.
Okay. Now, how far down do we put it? The size of the perimeter of the plant, the planter itself that's in that's in there already?
You
the planter
want
that,
to,
that they're planted in.
Yeah, you want to take them out of the planter,
okay.
And you want to put the top of the root ball about a half an inch deeper into the ground.
Okay, half an inch deeper. Okay, I can do that.
And then water it in, and then put all of the either compost or bark mulch or pine needles or something like that on top of it, and that acts as insulation. And what that's going to do is it's a day like today, like tomorrow, Boston's going to be 65, 70 degrees.
That's right.
So what's going to happen is if you put that mulch down, the heat will be absorbed into the ground, and the mulch will hold the heat in the ground longer, giving the root system more time to get established.
Mm, okay.
Now, when you pull the plant out of the pot,
okay.
If the root ball looks like nothing but roots, take a knife, cut a line from the top of the pot all the way to the bottom, and you're going to cut into the root ball, severing some of these roots. And you do it on two sides of the pot. And what that will encourage the plant to do is, instead of the roots continuing to grow in a circle, where you cut it, they'll go out into your planting bed and get better established. But the main thing is, when the leaves change color, cut it back to 3 inches, cover it with bark mulch or pine needles or something, and keep it nice and moist, and you should be in good shape.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, one more thing. Now, when I plant them in the ground, we're going to do it today. Now, should I put some fertilizer in there too?
No,
food?
Because the plant is going dormant. I think if you have a little bit of compost or a little bit of manure, but the plant is going dormant and is not going to make a heck of a lot
okay.
of root growth. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, if you use a fertilizer,
yep.
you could encourage the plant to make a top. And then we get some cold weather and the new growth is killed, and that's the new growth that the plant has ready for next year.
Oh. Well, I appreciate your expertise, and I will still continue and always listen to your radio station every single Sunday morning.
Thank you so much.
Okay, then. Have a wonderful day, and God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Thank you. And the other thing that you can do is sign up for the newsletter, and we can get more information to you. Just go to my website, www.paulparent, just like mom and dad, parent.com. And at the bottom of the page, it will say sign up for the newsletter. You just put in your email address, hit submit, and starting Thanksgiving week, we will have a newsletter going to all of you. And the first one has a little bit to do about selecting a Christmas tree. It talks about poinsettias, how to look for them and how to sort for them. Talks about cyclamen and potting up bulbs to force them so that in the middle of winter you can have some color. And it's really, really easy to do. And in the coming weeks, we're going to talk about orchids, bromeliads, calanchoe, all kinds of great plants that you can use in your house during the winter that are not a lot of work, and a lot of other things. And we're going to have a recipe. We're going to ask you for recipes. And we're going to, like, when it's time for blueberries, we're going to look for blueberry recipes from you for your favorite dish or your favorite type of blueberry pie and all the other fruits, too. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them. and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com, code PARENT.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Adele on the line, who's calling about geraniums.
Adele, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Well, I finally squeaked in here right before you go off air.
That's great.
Well, my question is, I have a lot of pots of beautiful geraniums, and I would love to let them winter over. Go dormant, not in the house, maybe in the basement,
yep.
And bring them back to life in the spring. Is that possible?
Yep. Oh, sure. My aunt Ruth did that every single year. She had some in window boxes, and I would go to her house and help her, and we would put them in her basement. And her house was like half a basement, and it also had a garage that came into the basement. And we would put them right where the wall for the garage and the basement were. And as long as it stays cool. Now, what you have to say to yourself is this. You bring it in. You put it on the floor as far away from a heat source as possible. And you say to the plant, I will see you in March. and you cannot water it. You have to allow the plant to dry out. The leaves will go from green to yellow. They'll turn brown, but the stems will stay rigid. And as long as it stays cool, they'll be fine. So they got to stay on the floor because you get, it's much cooler touching the cement floor than if you put it up on a table 3 feet off the ground. And she just left them there. And then in early to mid-March, she would bring them up. She'd put it along her north-facing windows. She would give them some water and cut them back a little bit, and they slowly come right back to life, and then she put it near a south-facing window, and by spring, they were absolutely beautiful. But she had some that were probably 10 years old.
Well, that's great.
But you have to say to yourself, do not water that plant.
Okay.
Because if you water it, it will start to grow, and because it's in the dark, it's going to stretch and the growth's going to be all twisted and very skinny because it's reaching for sunlight.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the phone call, Adele. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Doug, who is calling about some ornamental grasses.
Doug, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself?
Good, thanks. I just have a question about these ornamental grasses I have. I have a bunch of varieties. I have the maiden, the porcupine, a zebra, the other people call it, and some other variegated. But they're getting these
yep.
great seed heads that are coming off now, and I'm not sure if that's the actual fruit that you can grow these grasses from, or is it propagated some other way?
You can collect the seed heads, and
yep.
there will be seeds in there.
They're very furry. There's hardly any seed. I didn't know if maybe they're not maturing yet because it's not enough time, or we need more time to let these seeds mature. Because there really isn't anything to them. When you take it off, it almost looks like fuzz.
It's
yeah.
fuzzy. Yeah, it's more like fuzzy. I'm looking out the window. I've got a variegated zebra grass that's green and
right.
yellow. And it's got beautiful plumage on it right now. And my neighbor said, you cleaned out all your bed, but you left that grass there. I said, well, I leave it there because when I'm doing a radio show, I can look out and I can watch it move with the wind. The
exactly.
chickadees will land on it. But
yes.
in the spring, what you do is you can take a trowel or a shovel and put it right down the middle of your plant and make two clumps out of it. Or you can dig up the whole clump and take a hatchet and split it in half or in three pieces or four pieces. But most of the people that grow ornamental grasses do it by division rather than by seed because it's much, much faster.
So I have divided a bunch of them and that has worked successfully, but I was just curious about the seed head, if that could happen. If that is
I mean, you will... you will get seeds from the seed head, but it's let's say most of the people that commercially grow it, they grow it by division rather than by collecting the seeds. I want you to have a great day, and if you get a minute, go to the website, paulparent.com, and the bottom of the page, sign up for the newsletter coming out on Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of great information. Have a great week. Jared, thank you.